Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Sacrifice of praise. You know why it's called sacrifice of praise? Because the situation may not be looking like it yet. Yet you are praising God. Out of the pain, you are praising. Out of the doubt, you are praising. That's why it's called what? A sacrifice of what? Praise. And the Bible says something about God, that He encomes the praise of His people. And of course, that's what we'll see today in situation in the name of Jesus. Let's be seated. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. So we started something in the first service. Now, I believe that's all we need for that message I got. We just needed to praise God. And everything will be dealt with. Hallelujah. We're sure God is already performing His miracle wherever He needs to do it, in the name of Jesus. So So in the first service, we started talking about something that we didn't really hit so much. So we have less than 30 minutes to just conclude. Around 30 minutes by God's grace. I know most of you don't believe, but we'll hit it. Amen? Hallelujah. A song many years ago that says, You will not suffer my feet to the ground. I carry your presence everywhere. Who am I? Your heart is so full of me. Awesome God, mortal man. Hallelujah. You know, some of you want to start correcting the second part. I'm very sure she felt like God reached us from the immortal realm. Do you understand? Before we were immortal like him, he came for us. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So don't try to correct the song. Sing it the way it is. Because some of you are saying, awesome God, awesome man. She knew what she sang. Do you understand? Before we were into the realm where God calls us his son, we were not immortal. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So some of you want to correct. Oh my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes. So we started in first service and we saw a lot of wonderful things about God, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Is he only one person that saw it? Don't allow your hungry stop you. Are you in church today? There was one wonderful teacher I had. He's a mass teacher of blessed memory today. His name is Mr. Gagarus. I schooled in NDA, primary school, secondary school. He was my SS mass teacher from SS1 before he was changed. In fact, they changed him because it's not like he was not saying the truth, though. But some of us at that time felt like he was being so harsh with the truth. If I had this understanding now, I would not allow them to change him because he really pushed us to be better with a lot of insults. And I remember his words most times, Mr. Gagarus. He would say, some of you will be teaching. You are the Oho group. Anything we are doing, Oho. If I teach, if you don't understand, you will not ask questions. You are just Oho. You know what it means by Oho? You don't care about anything. You're just like this. You understand? Oho. You don't understand? Oho. Your assignment? Oho. Your test? Oho. Your exam? Oho. You see some people getting 6 over 60. Why are you pretending? I'm talking about mathematics. Have you ever seen a mathematics exam that you have no idea? So we were lazy, and you will say some people are Oho group. Do you know even in church there's Oho group? Pastor is preaching. Oho. Do you understand? Oho. Are you being blessed? Oho. Lift your hands and say, God, I receive. Oho. Service finished. God, you are not faithful. I am serving you. You are not blessing me. But you are not partaking in the service. Tell somebody, don't be part of the Oho group. Alright, just open your heart. In the first service, we started talking about a more excellent way, even though we didn't really hit the nail on the head. We said some beautiful things about praying in the Spirit and how the qualities of the new man, isn't it? We said some qualities of the new man. Are we together? We said some qualities of the new man. Amen. So we said some qualities in the first service. And we said praying in the Spirit is one of the quality of the new man, isn't it? And how did we even start? We said We started with 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 7. Can we see it again? 1 Corinthians 2, 7. Let's read. 1, 2, everyone read. I think we enjoyed it more in the TPT. Let's read the TPT's rendition. It says, 1, 2, go. Instead. To bring us into glory. This wisdom was destined to bring us into glory. Are you listening? Hallelujah to Jesus. So while we spoke about this wisdom, we're telling you the importance of knowing this wisdom. It is God's word. That's why you come to church. As you listen to God's word, you are understanding this wisdom and you are living a glorified life. And I said something in the first service that what it takes, what it means for to live a glorious life is to live exactly like God wants you to live. Is to live what? Exactly. If you live exactly how God wants you to live, you are living a what? A glorious life. Because everything from God is glorious. Alright, so if God thinks that you are this, don't think you are that. If God thinks you should have this, don't think you should have that. If you follow God's modus operandi for you, you have a glorious manifestation. You'll be glorious on the earth. Alright? But over time, because of the fall of man, there were a lot of lapses. Man was not going in the direction God wanted him to go in. Are we together? So a lot of things now man took as his identity. Man got to a point where he was left like a person on the road with no destination, with no clue of where he's going to. And man started receiving any kind of wisdom from anywhere. Are we together? And calling those wisdom, that wisdom himself. Just like in the white world now, there's a school of thought that is called, they target liberals. That anything they think should be it. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So some people, for instance, they marry dogs. Have you seen people like that? In fact, you can marry yourself. You can marry yourself. Half part of yourself is a man and half part of yourself is a woman. You can marry a cat. You can marry a goat. So it's cool. They call them liberals. For instance, now a man can decide to marry a man. They just feel like you should do anything you want to do. The only reason why I feel like the wisdom is stupid is because I don't know why they will not say anybody should steal whatever they want to steal. Because they should allow us to do anything we feel like doing. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to explain. But you see, like, they seem like they are not fulfilling that wisdom very well. Because if you feel like stealing the president's daughter, you should steal it. Steal the president's daughter. And it's cool because that's what you feel like doing. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? But the president is not taking it easy at all. He's not taking it easy. No, no problem. It is well. Hallelujah to Jesus. But say, I'm the light of the world. You are the light of the world.
I'm the light of the world.
You know, some people's God is mammon. That is why some people's ideology are accepted, whether it's wrong or right. There are some people today that cannot question other people because of the money they have. The Bible says that the worth of a man's life is not a function of the material possession that he possesses. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
some of us seated here, there are some people that cannot be wrong to us because they have money. And they can even determine our bank what is in our bank account. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's what the Bible says, the gift of a man makes a way for him. There's a gift they can give you now. You will not be able to talk some things if you are not careful. How many of you get what I'm trying to explain?
Yes,
there's a way they can just come now and give you $2 billion and say, come and tell us that Prophet Simon does not know what he's saying. And Richard will say, no. No, I stand for God and his kingdom. I know. They'll say 2 billion, 100 million into 20 places. Say, no. You have cash? I'm sure he will not do that. But you see, the amount may even shake his faith. Why do you think a decent lady who want to sleep with one man that works like this. He's just wear one big allergic cloth. I'm not trying to discriminate anybody that has a leg problem. Maybe he's one allergy. They now wear Baba the guy is working like this. And he'll say, my daughter, come here. In fact, it's his daughter, you see. I say, I have like 50 million for you. Just for one night. 50 million. You see yourself thinking, 50 million. 50 million. My boy, send the money to our account. Which one do you use? And you are seeing 50, you look, 50 million. Someone will ask, sir, is it that any time you have me, you give me 50 million? Don't worry, I'm yours, I'm yours. I'm yours forever. Why? Money, see, money is powerful. Money is very what? Powerful. We can't deny the fact that money is powerful. Money is why we'll go and sleep today. And 6 a.m. everybody's on the road. 5 a.m. everybody's on the road. In Lagos, 3 a.m. people are going to work. To beat traffic. And it's not a bad thing because, you know, you're supposed to work for money. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But not to be a slave to money. There are two different things. Even Paul said, he that does not work should not eat. So you're supposed to work. But do not be what? A slave. When you become a slave to money, it's terrible. Are you listening to me? It's very terrible. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So there are people now, some of you think they are right in anything they do. You know, I don't know if it's true or maybe they joked about it, but I saw not so long after the election, just after the election, that this guy that was being accused of killing a certain guy that died. The wrong guy that, is it Mubad? Something like that. Yes. He died and he was being somebody was being accused of killing him. The news was everywhere. That sings too. And, you know, the guy, when they accused him, I was trying to find out about that person. And when I googled his name, I saw some useless song he was singing. Very useless songs. His brain is upside down. Alright? His brain is not normal. It's as if they carry hell and put inside his brain. Now, I wouldn't judge him to kill the person because of the songs. I don't have that right. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But when I heard these songs, I was marveled. Now, what got me more thrilled is that I now saw on the news that he became ambassador youth something. Is it true? Huh? Please say what that. Give me a microphone. I couldn't sleep that night early. You know it. Come and say it. What's happening? It's not on.
Okay. NDLE is National Drug Law Enforcement Agency.
And what is he to NDLE?
He's the ambassador.
He's the ambassador. Are people hearing that? Huh? Drug lord is ambassador for drugs. So now you can imagine. Now, do you know, you can off the mic. Boldly speaking, right? He is not more of a problem than the person that made him the drug enforcement whatsoever, whatever, whatever. I was so thrilled when I saw it. Because even in the videos they do, they were smoking in some of their videos. And such a person is the whatever, whatever, whatever. You can imagine what is happening. Listen, create your own world. We will form our schools. It's not a joke. Bible say money is a what? A defense. You see, I'm not preaching that you become a slave to money. But if you don't have money, even your children will be enslaved. They'll be enslaved to useless ideologies. When I saw it, I was like, headache started worrying me immediately. How can you think of making such a person, give him that kind of position? And when I heard the sound he was producing, because when I googled him, they played some of the song. If you hear this stupid thing that human being was saying, I was wondering, is that music? And because of money, some people, do you know many people are calling themselves Malians? Huh? You go to secondary school, especially in Lagos, a young lady will say she's a Malian. And if they are Malians, they are disrespectful to their teachers. Malians are the stubborn ones in the school. Yet, the chief of Malian is the one advocating for people not to drink Igbo and drink Ogogoro. Because of mammon, are you listening to me? You think God will not want you to take over money? Instead of money, is a what? A defense. And God does not want you to worship money. He doesn't want you to be a slave to money. But God wants you to have a lot of money. But you know the problem in the church today is that the way we are going about having money is wrong. Money can never be the emphasis. And should never be what? The emphasis. When you come to church, you learn Christ. Then when you go to whatever institution you have out there, you learn procedures to making what? Money. For instance, I'm not the one licensed to teach you about making money in any of your field. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I may steer the fact that money is important in church. I may steer the fact that God wants you to have money. But to teach you the modus operandi, step-by-step procedure to make money per field, I'm not the one. I may be gifted in certain field, like a little bit of tech. But not every field. Are you listening to me? So the Bible says, he that set his eyes on money shall end in nothing. Meaning if you pursue money, if money is your emphasis, you don't even have the money. That's why if you observe, even pastors that money become their emphasis, they have to manipulate people to get the money. Because they can't get the money by making money emphasis. Like a funny video I saw recently of a man emphasizing money the whole of this season. And a younger pastor, I saw how he was angry and was speaking against it. And I said, you would think the younger pastor is being stupid. But if you look at it vividly, the older pastor was, even you who are not a pastor, when you see the video, you are disturbing your spirit. What is this emphasis about money? I gave Lamborghini. I had 500 million. Is that the gospel? I did this one. I get it. And the younger pastor said, you people, you are putting younger ministers under pressure. And he now revealed something that we went for your meeting the other time. You, that is talking like that. You told us to sow a seed of $1,000 to have a church of 1,000 members. Can you remember? Now, he was withholding those information. The younger pastor came and said it. That you are just lying. You told us to sow a seed of $1,000 to get a church membership of 8,000. But you know that another way. You'll be watching and you are under pressure. Money now becomes like an end for this Christianity. Christianity right now for most people is a means to making money at the end. That's so terrible. Are you people getting the point now? There's a right way to making money. It is seeking first the word, the kingdom. Then it says every other word, good thing. See, there is nothing in this world that God considers let me put it like this. If you keep everything in this world that you want to use money for, the only thing that God considers the most important is his work. If your getting money is not tied to seeing his kingdom advance, God doesn't think you deserve all the money you are praying for. He cares about your family and the rest. He can give you money to solve your problems, to help your mother and the rest. But if you truly want to have that kind of money that will blow your mind, it must be connected to kingdom. That's why most people that are striving to make money outside knowing Christ, they are striving. They don't want to come to church. They want to be serious with God. They are following money. They get frustrated. At a point, if you observe, they will begin to compromise their faith. They will begin to choke their hand in wrong things and be coming to give testimony that it's God that is giving them money. It's a lie. If you are not devoted to God, you can't have that kind of money that God gives people except you compromise your faith. Are you all listening to me? So you have to be very, very careful with money. It's so powerful. It has destroyed so many. It's so important too. Very important. But it has destroyed what? Many people. If you look at the book of Revelation before I continue, you have a very good picture of how God thinks. In terms of judging things. You know, there were seven churches he wrote to. Was it seven or more than seven? That he wrote to. He wrote to seven churches in Italy at that time. And if you observe the writings of Jesus, you will see that he's emphasizing even little things that happen in the churches. You see him saying things like this, I know of your works. Can you remember? I know of your, he will not say, in fact, I know of the fact that you were standing against the teaching of the Nicolaitans. It was a religious teaching. Jesus wrote that he likes the fact that they stood against error. I remember that was the one that blew my mind. And while he was writing and writing, I was smiling. Then he now said at the end, but one thing I have against you. Do you know what he had against that church that was standing against false teaching? He said, you have left your first love. I said, how can a church be standing against false teaching? Then he now tells the same church that you have left your first love. I remember that time, it really broke my heart. I told my friends, I said, it is possible to be standing against a false teaching and you, Seth, your heart is not giving totally to the things of God. It is very possible. Don't think when you are just standing against false teaching, you are the most righteous. You may be evil. In fact, you may have the reason why you are standing against that false teaching is because you just want to make them feel bad. Not because you really have a heart for God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Meanwhile, standing against false teaching is something God was excited about. Don't get me wrong. But God is still saying that it is possible you stand against false teaching with a wrong motive. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So we're talking about giftings and fullness. And I will end with that very soon. In 1 Corinthians 12, we spoke about gifts of the Spirit. And we said that, I said that in the first service, that the way people saw gifts in 1 Corinthians 12 is a problem to the interpretation of 1 Corinthians 12. Let me have those same four people again. The same four people. With the things you brought. So can I have the different things? So watch out, church. This is what? An iPad. iPad, right? Okay, this is water. This is jotter. And there was one last thing I was holding. A pen. Okay, this is a pen. Who was holding a pen? You were the one. Who was holding water? Then you're the one with the iPad. So, take me for the Holy Spirit and I give these people four gifts. This is how people see it. So, this is your gift. This is your gift. That's how people interpret it. But I was telling a friend, like I said in the first service, I said, I think it's the way we saw gifts or the way we see gifts that is affecting our interpretation of that scripture. That's not how God sees gifting. Let's take, for instance, Ephesians 2 and 8 again, like we did in the first service. Ephesians 2 and 8. And I want everybody to read with me. One to go. For as it was through... No, give me in the Amplifier rendition. Or the NKJV. NKJV. So that is very brief. Okay? Let's read. One to go. So God calls our faith towards Him that got us saved. A gift there simply means a divine ability that is not of your own accord. It is not your own. It is a divine ability from God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Alright, so if the Holy Spirit gets on our inside, we will not at once begin to flow in the same dimension of manifestation. If the Holy Ghost comes fully in these four folks, they will express Him differently yet. That doesn't mean that's their own style, only style of expressing the Holy Spirit. This person, for instance, is praying with new tongues. Hey, ba, 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 ba. That one now, he's laying hands on the sick people and they are healed. It's their first experience. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Of course, that was their first experience according to the Bible. So Paul was writing to them to make them understand that these things happening to you are not strange things. They are actually manifestations of what? The Spirit. So he says to them, to one, he's doing this. To one, he's praying in tongues. To one, he's laying hands on his knees. He said, but this gift is all from the Holy Spirit. One Holy Spirit, several manifestations yet. His manifestation is not all to what the Holy Spirit will do on his inside. That's what he can tap from the Holy Spirit and express yet in his life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He said, for to one he's giving the word of wisdom through the same Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. If you go down, he said, one, the gift of it, blah, blah, blah. Are you be wondering? But the Bible says something, the same Spirit. Now go to the last verse of that scripture, verse 32, right? 31, I mean, verse 31. See what he says. Let's have it in the old KJV. If what you mean by gift is that these people should have these gifts separately, then Paul will not say this. Let's read together. One to go. But covet earnestly the best gift. And yet, he said covet. Meaning look at this person. If you like his gift, collect it. Look at this person. If you like the gift, collect it. Because it all is by what? One Spirit. Are you guys here?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm explaining to you people? Very, very wonderful. Now, at the end of this writing, what did he say? He said, even as you are coveting, know that there's a more excellent way. Please focus. That is the focal point tonight. There's a more what? Excellent way. So you see, if you observe 1 Corinthians 12:31 and 13:1 is a continuation. They are together. So let's see 13:1. The more excellent way, if you're an intelligent student of the word, you can pick it, is love. The Bible summarizes God with one love in scripture. It says, God is love. God is love. In fact, the Bible did not say, he that prays in tongues have passed from death to life. He said, he that can love as what? Answer me, guys. He that can love as what? The Bible never say, he that prophesies has passed from death to life. It says, he that can what? Love as. Now, he's not saying neglect prophecies. Mm-mm. He's saying, even if you find yourself prophesying, praying in tongues, healing the sick, you should know that the ultimate proof that whatever you are doing is to the glory of God is that you are walking in love. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? If you are doing all of these things and yet you are still arrogant, nobody can talk to you. You still talk things anyhow. You know, some people, they claim to be Christians, are fluid in the prophetic or one of the manifestation of the Spirit yet, and they talk anyhow. Have you seen people like that? They talk anyhow. In fact, some of them are immorals. Yes. A sister was complaining to me recently from where I grew up in Kaduna about some certain things that were happening. And I was really marveled. I was shocked. You know, one time I was talking to a friend. And there was a so-called man of God many years ago that we used to know. And he was lying with money. He will just tell you, God says you should send 50,000 to my account. And you will send. So those days he would tell us, God says, so I was sending, but I was planning him. He didn't know I was planning him. Because, Simon, God says you should send 8,000. And sometimes he knows your account balance. I'm being serious. He said, you have 125,000 you just received. You say, yes, sir. As you are laughing and saying, oh, glory to God for the prophetic, he will say, send 20. Out of it. That's what God said. So you may want to doubt, but you remember that he got it right with the account balance. Then you said, he dealt with a lot of people, even military men who were officers. Some of our friends that joined the military. He would tell them, that car you are driving, God said you have passed that level. Say, okay, sir. He said, send the car to me. I want to sell it. Then you send another money, I will buy you the one that God thinks you deserve. When you send the car, he'll be driving it. When he's tired, he will sell it. When you ask him, he will say, God told him to sell it and eat the money so that you get a better one. He was doing like that till everybody gathered and changed it for him. When we all gathered, we changed it for him. I don't know whether he has repented right now. Hallelujah to Jesus. And funny enough, he's not the GO of the church. He was doing that rubbish. He was one of the pastors. The pastor knew about it and even suspended him. When he sees members, like, he will just notice, he will look at people that he thinks they will have money. And he will start giving them prophetic words. So what is happening to that young man? Is it a prophetic fake? No. But his character is bad. That's why he's using the prophetic to his own advantage. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's what Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 Corinthians 13. He said if you stop at gift level, you will still find some wrong attribute on you in your system. Because you are stopping at gift level. He said forget about gift level. Go towards the more excellent way, which is pursuing fullness. God, who is what? Love. Then he begins to compare giftings and fullness. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Follow me carefully. Then look at it now. He said, though I speak with tongues of what? If you go to 1 Corinthians 12, he said, gift of tongues or diverse tongues. Now he said, I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, which is love. He said, I am become a what? A sounding brass or a what? Give me in the new KJV. I think they use the word love there, not charity. Because if you use charity, it's assumption. I'll show you why it's an assumption. We'll read to that part. I think verse 3. It said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love. He said, what? I have become what? Sounding brass. Or a what? Clanging cymbal. The love there is agape. The love of God. Are we together? Not the love for a man and a woman. He then says, that simply means you can be, then you come. Then the Bible said you can still be a clanging cymbal without love. You are just making noise. Are you guys following me tonight? Verse 2. It says, and though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could what? But have not what? I have nothing. That simply means, listen carefully, you can operate in the gift of faith. The ability to say, in the name of Jesus be healed, it will happen. But the Bible says it is still possible that you have a wrong character in that operation. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? It's deep, isn't it? It's very deep, but it's true. That you say sick be healed does not mean it's an affirmation in the realm of the spirit. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Because by grace you can access those realms. Because of what Jesus has done, even if you sin, you go, in the name of Jesus, you know, most people don't even operate in the gift of faith because after they sin, Satan tells them, you are this one and this. So they don't know that it's actually a lie. How grace is so powerful. Alright? That even if you sin, you can walk in the anointing. But the Bible said you are still nothing because you don't understand God. It said you are still what? Nothing because you don't what? Understand God. I wait for a more perfect interpretation. But that's just the truth. Are you listening to me? Next part of scripture. It then says, and though I bestow all goods. You see why I say charity is not the right word? It's I bestow what? All my goods to feed the poor. And though I give my body to be burned. But I have not what? It profits me nothing. Meaning you carry your money you give to the poor. You know some people have wrong motives for doing that. You just give to the poor and you're on Facebook. Believe me, you have received your reward. So what? Camera, focus on me. So mama, have you eaten today? No. Mama, and people are passing and not giving you money. Okay, mama. Mama, how much is this? Count it, let them see. How much? 25, 30, 45, 49, 50. Mama, use it to eat something. Say, mama will need that. My picking God will bless you. No problem, mama. Mama, cut. Then they'll put on Facebook. Then bloggers will carry it. I wish our Nigerian pastors are doing like this. You know, any good thing that happens is pastors that suffer it. When you see somebody giving, just know that pastors are in trouble in the next post. So, you know, they want us to do things and come and tell them, public, oh, my name is Pastor this. Please register me in your list of, in your book of good or do good. I am building schools. Who the hell are you? Hallelujah to Jesus. So there are people who are giving to the poor that will still go to hell. Can I say it again? Yes, huh? Yes, there are people giving to the poor that will still go to hell. There's some people they give to the poor, they say they will not go to church because they understand church more than the people that go to church. They say, why? They say, because I give to the poor. You are being funny. Rihanna gives to the poor. Beyonce gives to the poor. But they are not born again. So what will happen? Will God say, forgiving to the poor, no problem, come into the kingdom? He said, Jesus is the only way to the Father. He didn't say giving to the poor is the only way to the Father. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Understand this. Because some of you think that's the ultimate. Some women say, for me to give my tithe, it is better I buy food and give to the poor. That's a different reason. That's a different giving. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
This is use your brain. If we don't give to the work of God, how will He make progress? It will not. There's a place for give. If you can give to the poor, give to the poor.
Yes,
but that does not mean you should not give to the work of God. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? There are different instructions. Hallelujah to Jesus. Very important. So you can give to the poor and still don't know what you are doing. That doesn't mean the poor will not be happy, but it is still what? Junk if you don't know love. And that's not a proof of love according to the Bible. It says, it profits me nothing. Next part of scripture. It says, love suffers long and love is what? Kind. Everyone read with me. Give me this in the TPT rendition. From verse 4. 1, 2, go. You see that?
Yes, sir.
You see love?
Yes, sir.
Next part of scripture. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Love is not quick to take offense. Say, why is Pastor Simon offended at me? That one is still love. But it was not quick. Do you get that side? Say, why are you misbehaving in church? Every time they talk to you, you will not do it. There are some of you like that. They say, okay, please come to church. We are sounding it like music. You are not coming. You are even dancing to our music. I will not come. One time pastor calls you and says, something is wrong with your big head. They are talking to you, you are not listening. Blah blah blah. And pastor now shout, you are. Then you go back home, like they poured him cold water. What happened? You will not believe what pastor told me. There's no insult, pastor did not insult me today. Because I couldn't come to church. And he will say he's a man of God. The Bible says love is not easily offended. That simply means your pastor can get offended at times for your good.
Yes,
what did Paul say? Oh, foolish. Maybe somebody will say the foolish is not in the original. The foolish means foolish Galatians. He said, who has what? Bewitched you from the truth. So sometimes you can get offended. Jesus too got offended. Bible says he took up whips. Entered bazaar, church on Sunday. What did he do? Some of you, I'm teaching you, are sleeping. If I catch you, you will stand. And then we'll finish. You'll go and be having wrong mentality. Focus and listen to the word of God. You will come to church, dress fine, come and sit down. Bring this thing out. Catch somebody sharp and give them to hold. Sleep again and see. If fan is making you sleep, I wonder what AC will do. What is this? I was caught. I was caught sleeping in church. So that you will know we did not, we're not the one that accused you. Until we are here together, we have said it. Your time starts now. So you can start sleeping. Hallelujah to Jesus. Love does not traffic in shame. Give me in the NKJV or Amplified. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. is not provoked nor overly sensitive and easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Next part of scripture. It then says, it does not rejoice at what? Meaning when people feel love is not happy. But rejoices with the... Love is not amiable. Hey, talk with you, talk with you, talk with you. No. Chine keme o. Your Christianity is rubbish. You know some ladies, if they hear this, their ear begin to tingle. Tingle, 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 tingle. They must rush there to go and hear that gist. You know, those days, my mother, when my younger sister comes from school, command. There's one that was staying with us. She will hear all the matter in the block. Then when she comes back, she just call and Ankwasi come. What's it happen for block today? It made my mother hear Ankwasi come. My mother will just call the Ankwasi. Come to the kitchen and help me. My sister will come with her uniform to the kitchen door and sit down. My mother will say, what are you sitting down here for? So I'm waiting for her to finish. I want to talk to her. My mother will say, stand up and get her from here. That amebo, you no go here today. You go die. I'll be there watching and laughing. Papa said, love does not do amebo. You know, amebo can make you talk about things you're not supposed to talk about. Yes, hey, tell me. What can I say what tees do? Hey. You should say Otis and Pastor Peter never have they were married, they never have do something. The way they look themselves every time. I see they don't kiss tire. I know with my mouth they go, yeah, that one I know. Things that are unnecessary. You see somebody be looking at, you know, how many of you used to watch, read comment section? My wife brought me into that realm recently on Facebook. You would just go to comment section and be seeing stupid things people write. Yes, there was a singer that got married. They said, Anana and the wife has given birth. Yeah, are you sure that is not? Somebody now said, the way she been, they look that time. She didn't feel moved too much. A blessing she be pregnant, true. But I'm not going to talk anything. You have already talked. I'm a boy. You know, for me, I heard a rumor that somebody said my wife gave birth too early. That is not up to 9 months. I say, it's like nine months now is 1.2 years. Some useless talk. Lately, I was hearing my brother said one of his teacher, I think the teacher was sacked or something, came to the school and said, "Who are you?" Say, Michael Thomas. Do you know Simon? Say yes. Glory Carrier, say yes, that's my church. Say, okay. You know, say that your church, why is it even close to the river? You can imagine talks. Are we fishing in this church? Have we ever gone to that river? The way God would do it, we have never even done picnic close to that river. Assuming we even mistakenly did that thing. They would have said we have gone for Safi sacrifice. Thank God, God never inspired us to go and do picnic there. But you can imagine, they say our church is close to the river. See river there. See our church here. That the way he does his hair and the rest, it's from the river he does his things. You will now sit down and be wondering, where do people get these inspirations from? It's from demons. The Bible calls the devil what? The accuser of the brethren. There are some people that don't know what they want to fight this church with. What they talk about does not make sense. Yes, somebody say, Pastor Simon said there is no rapture. See, so they now attack the church. The church that preach heresies. What is the heresy? He said there is no rapture. What's another one? He say Christianity is not heaven at last. What did he say? That's what he just said. There is no. They don't want to say the other one he said. In fact, some cannot even wait to hear. Pastor Simon said, I talk. Forget, none I saw in there. You go to that church. In fact, there was a lecturer that met me in school. He said he heard that I say people can be sinning anyhow. I'm telling you the truth. Called me to his office. See, I said that you preach. That time I was in BSU. He said, your preaching is that people can be doing any kind of sin. and their sins are forgiven. I looked at him. I looked. You know, he said, I heard that yeah, you won't do miracle money. That some of the testimony in your church, you frame them with people. I said, really? He said, yes. He said, so can you expatiate on these things? So I looked at him. I said, truly our sins are forgiven. All our sins are forgiven in Christ Jesus. But I've never taught that is a license. Grace is a license to sin. But I taught people that their sins are forgiven. No matter what they've done, it's forgiven, sir. Looked at him into the eyes. And I said, but that's not a license to sin. Yes, and he asked of the testimony. I said, toh. He now said, God is not a magician. I said, but God started before magic started. If there was no God, there would have been no magic. So why is it that when something is so a testimony is so mind blowing, like it's so big, then we say magician. When imagine Jesus in Makodi with two loaves of bread and two fishes, he was in high level, and the Bible says Jesus in high level. We don't gather in high level. Then Jesus took it and gave thanks. As Jesus dropped, everything multiplied. Imagine what you would have said. Let's not deny it. What would you have said? In church, they close the river. See the way even doing here. I don't know how to explain this. Some people, you've not even seen miracles. You are there. Have you read the book of Acts? People were disappearing. You know? You are just doing small things. Small headache. You are thinking it's a miracle. People were disappearing. You know? There was this man that disappeared to meet that eunuch. What was his name? Philip. You know, some people say, no, when he was walking, then he now rushed somewhere and entered bush. It's a lie. A very fat lie. Bible said God told him, an angel met him. He said, stand up and follow this road. He stood up, followed the road. As he was going, he met the man. Spoke to him about Jesus. The man was reading a scroll. He expatiated on that scroll. The man received Jesus. Baptized the man. The Bible says, and why was baptizing the man? The man was out of the water. He was now going. As he was going, the Bible said, you know, turn to look for him. He did not see him because Philip had what? Disappeared. Some people say in the original, that's not disappear. It means he walked very fast. You have not seen anything. Yeah. When Jesus resurrected, did he knock any door? The root word for knock there means the root word for disappeared there means to knock. In the original, it was not right. He knocked the door, and when he opened, he was now inside them. He just entered fast, and they saw him like he disappeared, but he did not disappear. The Bible says he disappeared. He entered entered through block with his fleshy body. Entered the block, appeared there, and I say, all hail! What of Paul and Silas when they were praying? They were praying. What happened? Chains. It broke. Fell. Angels came there. Soldiers was like, they were like this looking, but they could not touch. You know that wrestling man? What does this mean? John Cena thought he started it. It happened since from the book of Acts. They couldn't see Paul. Was it Paul or Peter? I think it's Paul. Paul and Silas. They walked outside. The soldier was looking. I think the soldier received Jesus too. He wanted to kill himself. They said, don't kill yourself. It's God's hand. He now received Jesus. Followed them. Are you listening to me? See, as we are teaching this Bible and we are trying to stand against errors, don't think that we are displacing the place of miracles. Miracles are real. Are you listening to me? You know, one man of God was giving a testimony. I was just looking people's eye in the meeting. And people were like, hey, this one, I don't believe this one. He said he was driving. And as he was driving, he said an old man around Ibadan told him to wait to help him to Lagos. He refused. He just kept on moving. Then the Holy Spirit told him to go back and pick the man. You know, if the Holy Spirit does not tell you that thing in the way Nigeria is now, don't wait. Like when I was traveling from Lagos with my car, it broke down in Kogi, one bush before whatever. It broke, mountains were everywhere. If you have been to Kogi, you understand what I'm trying to say. It's a powerful land, in the night especially. You start hearing sound. The people I was there with, there were three of them, they locked themselves in the car. Pastor, let's enter, please. Let's if they come, they'll try to break, but it will not prevail. They were predicting how people will come for them. I told them I'm not entering inside. I was outside. Cars were moving. When you do one like this, they'll move like that. In fact, someone will insult you. As I was there, I didn't know what to do. The Holy Ghost said, pray in the spirit. The guy's thinking, Pastor, I don't know what to tell your father if something happened to you. Please come and enter this car. Raise your hand. I raised my hand to one small black Corolla. I did like this. The man stopped. When he stopped, me too. I started suspecting him. It was midnight, around to 12 thereabout. So he stopped. How can somebody stop after 12? Me too. I was expecting a miracle. Miracle happened now. I started getting scared. So he opened his, that was not all. When he opened the door, there was face cap. He was tall with shorts. He said, why are you just here? He was coming to me. I said, this one is not even scared. So when he was coming, I was walking towards the side to him. In case anything want to happen, we'll know what will happen here. I said, my car, I didn't waste time. For the first time, I introduced myself as Pastor Simon. I didn't say I'm Simon. Mm-mm. I move so that anywhere God wants to do the thing from, let him do it. I said, my name is Pastor Simon, and I'm traveling with some of my folks here, and the car just broke down. He said, Pastor, you know, I brought hand to shake. It had midnight. I shook him, went back. He said, well, open the car, let me see something. As I was knocking, those ones were not opening, though. I said, it's not we're fine, we're good. He now opened, I was peeping. You know him? I said, no. We opened, he looked at it, he said, okay, it's a minor thing. The wire touched because the guy was speeding too much. He said, there's a checkpoint there and they have an electrician. So we called them, he said, but Pastor, they will tax you this night, too. Those people are wicked. I said, no problem. They taxed us for something. He saw the problem, he started pretending like the problem is elsewhere. When he got the problem, I saw it, is to join two wire, one have burned. So cut it again and join it. So when he saw it, he started touching other places. He said, on the car. You know on, ba? He said, just remain inside. They do it till they tell you. Then I saw him. I was peeping. He rushed sharp. He caught the wire. He joined. He said, okay. On the car now. He said, okay. Something. If we no come here today, if we no move, your money now 12,000. She said, now, wow. We don't drag till 7,000. He said, I just pity you. Now, very serious problem happened here. I said, sorry, sir. Thank you, sir. He took me in his Corolla and took me to the checkpoint. That's God. Are you listening to me? It's God Almighty. But if you are somebody that just like argument without praying in the Holy Ghost, you'll be so shocked. That's why some people will be arguing scriptures. Satan will come and strike them somehow. You'll not be wondering, what kind of Christianity did this person have? You are arguing scriptures, so you came and died of cancer. Meanwhile, before you even died that week, you were arguing that something was not right in the original. It's a shame. Are you listening to me? God does not expect you to die like that. So the man of God took that old man and was going, and a big trailer, tanker, somehow came as he was trying to go, this tanker was coming. He did not pay attention to the tanker. And as he entered, the tanker entered them. Then he removed his hand from there and shouted, Jesus. But as he just opened his eye, his car was still like that, unsqueezed. Listen now. Unsqueezed. The man in the car, nowhere to be found. And he didn't know how to tell people that he just entered on that trailer. So he was mute till he got to his destination. I was telling his wife, this was what happened. Wife went outside, no scratch. Car is like that. What can we now say about this thing? If you were a good scientist, you would think I'm the greatest idiot that have hit the earth. Because how do we vet this thing now? But for some of us who are used to some miracles God have done, are you people getting what I'm trying to say? We know it's very possible. See, let me give you an instance. Imagine Jesus driving a car. And the car, two trailer, jammed the car and it squeezed. Boom! But Jesus was inside the car. Firstly, the angels would have stopped the two car. But let's imagine it happened. Do you know that car will come out? It will still be normal. But you see, you have no problem now because it's Jesus. The Bible says, as he is, so are we. Where? Don't expect some things to happen to you. It's not pride. I don't expect to die by a car accident. I don't expect somebody to meet me one day and shoot me on my head and I'll die. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Don't expect them. Meanwhile, if you just stay around, give things, you'll be limited. Come unto perfection. In fact, the Bible said in Hebrews 6, leaving the elementary, let us what? Move on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of dead works from righteousness, repentance from whatever. Then he said, faith towards God and etc. Laying of hands, blah, blah, blah. He said, let us go on to what? Perfection. Miracles are real. Miracles are real. Tell your neighbor, miracles are real. But love is your ultimate. Are you listening to me? Miracles are real. Love is the ultimate. Very important. Don't forget that. So if you stay around the realm of gifting, there are limitations there. Don't stay around the realm of gifting alone. Come unto perfection is the more excellent way. That's why you cannot build a ministry around a gifting. Like a prophetic ministry. It's wrong. You can use the prophetic to solve problems, but the ultimate is what? Christ Jesus. Fullness, love. You know, years ago, guess it, while I was teaching the gospel, there was one thing that God taught me as a litmus test to prove that I was a true preacher of the word. It was love. Do I really have intention for people to be changed? You know, when you teach from love, the message comes with fire. It comes with so much fire. You can touch the heart of people. The Bible says we don't have a savior that is ignorant of the feelings of our infirmities. You are speaking from their pains. You are speaking from their infirmities. They will be touched. But when you are just coming to be braggadocious, to just prove that other people are wrong, that's the ultimate. You are not solving problem with the revelation. What are you then doing? People have a lot of problems. They come to church for their problems to be solved. You must teach the word the way to heal people that are brokenhearted. When they hear it, life come to them. Are you listening to me? But if it's all about argument, you will not get anything out of the people. You will not see the glory of God rise from the people. You heard last week somebody giving a testimony. I think we posted it. Is he in church? Huh? Okay, he has gone for a break. There's something he said at the beginning of the testimony that touched me. He said, in the space of 1 year, he can't tell the difference between who he was and who he is. Imagine we focus on just proving people wrong. How would that guy get to that point? Like now, there's an argument on the internet. I tell people it's not necessary. Say prayer, shoel, whatever. And people are doing videos to prove other. You see, the truth is that I know it's wrong. I've said it's wrong. If you refuse to believe it, no problem. It's not that anytime you do it, I'll go and do a video. Then I have a wrong intention too. I've already proved to my people, which is most important to me, that using a prayer shoel is a proof of ignorance. It means you don't know the word of God because it's a Jewish practice. It has nothing to do with Christianity. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But it stops there. If they like, let them use it tomorrow and disagree. I don't have a business going to prove to them again. I've already done my own part to my congregation and to whoever wants to hear on the internet. But if you are coming again, get what is the meaning of that one? That's childishness. I had to message somebody and tell him, because I used to have a relationship with him. I messaged, I said, this thing you are doing, it's not necessary now. You have already preached it. The people say that they don't believe. Leave them. What are you doing videos? I mean, what are you proving to again? Vain argument. Paul warned us against those things. Empty talks. You have to wake up. You know, I was telling a young man, was it 2 days back? I said, you see, I will end with this again. When we say your sins are forgiven, present, past, future, it's because we know we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus the righteous. No matter what, your sins are forgiven. But you see, why did Jesus die for you? Why was it buried and resurrected for you? Why did he do that? You think he just did it for doing sake? The New Testament is a new consecration type. We are accepted in the beloved. Not accepted because we do some kind of rituals. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But you see, consecration is not for the purpose of consecration. It's for something else. The kingdom. Are you listening to me? So you can't say you are saved and you are in sin. If you think you should be in sin and be saved at the same time, something is wrong with your mind. You don't understand God's ultimate plan for you, which is kingdom. And you see, because you are using your natural brain to calculate it, that's why you think we can still live in sin. Your natural mind, it cannot comprehend the things of God. It can't. It doesn't have what it takes. You think we're joking? I tell you under heaven, if some of you neglect this teaching, this mentality, just for 1 week, the terrible kind of sinners you become will blow your mind. It will blow your mind. It is because you have this mentality. That's what is keeping you. It is the word of God that is keeping you right now. Yes, sir. I tell you the truth. You know, some of these guys don't know where some of us grew. I grew in a midst of people with this kind of beliefs. I told you I grew in Kaduna State. Whatever kind of belief, we saw it. We saw it. Is it today they started saying this thing? We saw it. I'm so sorry if I sound... You see this YWAP stuff? I don't think it started here. We used to know it those days in Kaduna. And I remember those days. I remember one time I went. I'm not trying to insult them, but I remember something I saw that time. They will come with cap and earring and be saying their new creations. And I remember we'll look at them. We're not so knowledgeable. But we just knew that this one does not have... I remember me and my friend, we did our hand like, no capacity. This one, Satan can kick him anytime. That's what we used to say. When they say all of those things, the same guy that was saying that thing years ago, you know, that would not be a blessing because I've called the name of the group. Hallelujah to Jesus. So learn to stay with the word of God. Learn to stay with it. I remember many years ago, it's popular. We used to be very close in Kaduna, Lawal Suleiman also in Abuja. He asked me a question. He said, Pastor Simon, you've been consistent for years. What has been your secret? And I said this was to him. I said, the things I believed years ago are the reason why I'm still preaching to you today. That's what have kept me. I've not changed. I don't have a super secret. It is the word of God that can preserve you. Are you listening to me? Hold on to the word of God. There will be challenging moments. There will be challenging times. Hold on to the word of God. Satan knows the importance of God's word in your spirit. That's why he wants to steal it. Satan does not only steal the word of God with obvious false prophets. Obvious, you know, they'll come as false prophets and put it. No! He even uses people around you and chip in the wrong ideologies. And before you know, you begin to negate God's word. What is the meaning of whatever you do? Whatever sin you sin, you are still forgiven. That's a stupid mentality. From the pit of hell. So leave church now. Go and sleep with somebody. Just declare I'm the righteous. That's you are a foolish person. You don't understand scriptures. It's so painful. When I hear people talk like that, you look at the Bible. There are some little things you cannot even break. What is the meaning of 1 John 3:9? What is the meaning of 1 John 3:6? Explain it. Say God in God there's no sinless perfection. And Jesus says, I am, so are you. So Jesus sinned on the earth. He was a sinner on the earth, isn't it? you see yourself more of a thief person, Igala person, Idoma person. You can't just believe these things. You can't ascend beyond the ideologies in your mind, in your head. Are you all listening? It's a kingdom call, whether you like it or not. That's the truth. And your righteous, any form of unrighteousness cannot what? Inherit the kingdom. So wake up. Are you listening? One thing with sin is that it will not just alter you from becoming part of God's kingdom plan on the earth as it is in heaven. It will destroy your life too. Smoking destroy. Am I lying? Drinking destroy. Am I lying? Eating anyhow destroy. Am I lying? Yes. If you eat anyhow, every time, coke, it can kill you. Every time, Fanta, it can kill you. You know, they were asking a professor, what is the cause of high blood pressure? That is high BP. Some people are now tying it to witchcraft. He said, the major part cause is lack of magnesium. I said, let me hear this one. Oh. Lack of what? Magnesium. He said it takes magnesium and calcium for contraction to happen. You know, arteries pumps blood out, vein pump blood in. And arteries have muscles. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you have pipes and you press a pipe, what will happen? There'll be high pressure because you limited the flow of what? The substance from the pipe. See, that's what happens when there's no magnesium or calcium. Because magnesium helps it to be pumping. The muscles in the arteries will be what? Pumping. So if there's no magnesium and calcium, it will just get stuck like this and the blood pressure will now become very high because it's not flowing. Blood is not flowing very well. So that simply means not eating well too can cost you your health. Some people that, you know, gluttony is a sin, right? You know why it's a sin? It can make you to be eating anyhow. That's why we immediately get money is five alive. Like Chris Devon will talk. If God wants them to stay long, he will not give them money because of five alive. Else, obesity will kill them. Are you listening to me? And there are some little things again we should just chip in. As a man, you are taking sugar. If you marry, you will not be able to give birth to a child. Hope you know. It's not God now you'll be blaming, it's yourself. Now they are saying stop coke. You say, Kai, I don't do anything if I don't take coke. Stop coke. Sir, Ima is looking at me. Stop it. But you're expecting a health seminar for this thing, man. Are you listening? Young man, what did I say? What did I say again? Turn to a soon-to-be husband and a young man and tell them stop coke. Any Coca-Cola product, Coke, Fanta, Tim. Say, Pastor, when I take, I used to add water. If you like, do that my style. You're on your own. I have a child already. Stop all of those things. Are you listening? In our church, that's not our ideology. If I hear any of you say whatever I do in the flesh does not matter, I will drive you. Because you will truly do things that you will call no matter in this church. Before I start following women in this church, I say it does not matter. As long as you are here, your beliefs must be one. If you think we don't know what we are saying, you can go. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
I don't have strength. If you think we don't know what we are saying, go. But as long as you are here, you must believe what we are believing. We don't believe in sin in this church. Any form of sin. And we believe that whatever you do in the flesh can matter. Even though it doesn't matter to God, it matters to your health. Are you listening to me? A man of God, I remember, I'm not trying to say this to mock him, God bless his soul, committed suicide. And I remember before he committed this suicide, he used to be a preacher of these things. I'm not trying to mock him. We all had where we were coming from, and God helped us. Are we together? But I remember I never said a word. Because I don't know how to argue on the internet. Anything argument on the internet, I'm not inside. I will never. You will never catch me doing that rubbish. And if you want to argue with me and I'm refusing, if you keep on arguing, thank God for Mark Zuckerberg. There's what they call block or deleting of comments. Are we together? He kept on preaching it, and truly, I didn't say anything. Even though I knew him and the rest. And a time came, we now heard he committed suicide. I was so mad. Such a fine man of God, and he had a beautiful work he was doing in this whatsoever city he was. And we now started asking questions. And they said he wrote a letter for people to forgive him. Because he had an affair with several sisters in the church. And I think one was pregnant or two was pregnant, blah, blah, blah. And they were threatening to take the news out. So he was scared. And he said for him to bear that shame, he rather kills himself. Now, I remember the statement I made. I told the pastor I was discussing with. I said, if this man truly believes that his sins are forgiven, and whatever he does in the flesh does not matter, why did he have to kill himself? Why not bear the shame? Firstly, I'm against suicide for no... In fact, if I see that man going to heaven in the future, I will tell him, come, let's fight. Because I don't like what you did. What is the highest thing? You will leave ministry for a while. Travel out of the country. Go and start your life elsewhere. You've made the mistake. You should kill yourself. But he did those things and rather killed himself. And I said something to my heart. I'm not trying to condemn, but you see, false ideologies will bring false manifestations. Are you listening to me? It will bring. And I'm sure there was a consolation when that sin, he was not dealing with it, there was a consolation in his heart with the ideology. It does not really matter what I'm doing. Yes, I slept with this sister, but thank God my sins are forgiven. The sister too thought her sins were forgiven. They kept on and she became pregnant. But do you know their sins are still forgiven? You are not catching what I'm trying to say? Do you know even in the pregnancy their sins are forgiven? God has forgiven them. But can they forgive themselves now? No. Your major scripture most times is Ephesians 1:13. I've been explaining this scripture. The Holy Spirit is a seal to an end. 14 tells us the end. That the purchased possession becomes our reality. Jesus expatiated in John 15 and 16. It is expedient that I go so that the Holy Spirit would come. And all of that is of me, he will what? Put it in you. Finish. The seal there does not mean no matter what you do, blah, 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 he has forgiven you. No. He is in you to the end that whatever Jesus has done on the cross becomes your what? Reality. Meanwhile, if you sin, he will not leave you. You know why he will not leave you? Because he is there to make sure that he achieves something at the end. Which is what? Making sure that what Jesus has done on the cross, what? Becomes your reality. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? So someone will ask me a question. He said, you know, when you have in your heart that making heaven is the goal of Christianity, there are certain wrong beliefs you begin to get. Because now, how many of these people are seeing it is that they see the goal of Christianity to making heaven. Meanwhile, that's not the goal. The goal of Christianity is to bring heaven to the earth. And a sinner cannot make that possible. That's why Paul wrote to us, he said, in a great house, there are what? Several vessels. If you observe, some of these guys that don't know grace, are still doing this religious practice. Observe some of them, they begin to flow in the miraculous. You can't deny the fact that it's a miraculous. But you see, some of these guys that think they know grace, you will hardly see the miraculous flow through them. Me, I like to be very real. Why? Those guys even respect their own consecration somehow to an extent. They have even killed sin. Sin is not even an option. You'll see them fighting sin in every service, fire of purity, and it's helping them to heal the sick. You, your own, you say it's forgiven. You finish, you are still on a woman after service. Then which power want to flow? Even you will not forgive yourself. Because the reason why the anointing will not flow is that you yourself will not even forgive yourself. You want to, as you are laying hands, the devil is reminding you, Satan is laying hands on your head. You say, in the name of your God, you don't say, God, how? You and Choma? Maybe you finish with Choma now. Try anything, make demon enter your body. You will not say, it's done, it's done, it's done. It's not done. Come and face that demon. If they exist and watch this service, they know exactly what I'm talking about. That's why somebody like, I will not mention names. I need to mention the name. You may say the person does not understand grace, but he's hearing that blind eyes open. You say, I know the grace of God. I says, I forgive you. Whatever you do, and he's looking at you like this. Because in his gargajia Christianity that he learned, he knows that sin is not an option. You are there ranting. Then he looks at you up to toe, head to toe. He's not seeing anything that shows that the anointing is in your life. How can you convince him? And that's why, see, I tell you people something. I will never stop thanking God for the life of Pastor Chris. I will never stop thanking God. Because he's somebody that brought that thing. You know, when they say grace in Africa, he brought the teaching of grace to Africa. Before all of these ones started shouting grace, many years ago when they were still collecting, doing all the charlatan life, he was teaching grace. Are you listening to me? He was teaching it. All these handkerchiefs, you never see it in the church. River, people entering what you never selling. Have you ever heard it there? It doesn't happen there. Yet, when you talk about the display of the anointing, it's still there. You can say it's spamming his head, but you can't deny it. What do you have to say when all the wheelchairs, everybody is standing? Your own, they carry some back home. His own, everybody is standing up. So what can you even say? And that's how we're supposed to be. We that claim to be a new creation, folks. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Proof producers. That's how we show these guys that we know what we are believing. We know what we understand what we are saying. Not that we are ranting. Before you know, you have made a lady pregnant. See the rubbish we are hearing recently in this town. We can't even say it to you people. And you are telling us that's the meaning of grace. That's why till Jesus comes, nobody like that will come and sing in this place or rap in this place. We rather keep on doing what we are doing like this. Are you listening to me? You all better wake up. Hallelujah to Jesus. Nothing can be done against but for the truth. Christianity, I told them yesterday in the leadership meeting, I said, ministry in your head. What will you be seeking? If you have ministry in your head as a preacher, you'll be seeking miracles. You just want to do miracle to prove something. Number two, what? Fame. Number three, what? It's just things to tell people that you are succeeding. But I say ministry in your heart is what? Teaching the word, discipling. Are you listening to me? And correcting any bit of error that you observe. That's what we call ministry in your heart. And so if we really want to raise the standard of ministry like it entails, we have to be very patient. Don't be seeking activities, matter spirit. You want to be everywhere, every concert. That's not Christianity. Some of the people that did concerts you saw, where are they today? Some of them are even saying that Jesus is not Lord again. Atheists. Sit down and learn the word of God patiently. Are you all listening to me? Yes, ministry is no activity. And I told a young man this week, I said, don't be under pressure to prove that you are a strong Christian. Wake up every morning. If you can pray 1 hour, make sure it's not less than an hour. It's my advice to all of you seated here. Make sure what? If your time permits you 1 hour, make sure you pray 1 hour every day. See, a day should not pass that you pray. It's for your good. You will enjoy life very well. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You enjoy life. 1 hour every day. Speak about what Jesus has done for you. Speak God's word. That's what will keep you moving. Through the Old Testament to the New Testament, prayer is the common denominator that propels manifestation. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you blessed? Yes, bow your heads and pray. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We've won the victory. Hosanna to the Lamb. We overcame. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We've won the victory. Hosanna to the Lamb. We overcame. Lord, we give you praise for your word. Thank you for your word. There's a life in our hearts. We are living for this cause all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas.
Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.